Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're sitting here in the middle of the Shedeur Sanders conversation, which I'm absolutely shocked that we're doing that right now. But what is this?
Are you?
What is?
Are you?
No, not at all. What is the impact on the position of being the head coach of the Cleveland Browns? What is Sanders' impact on this? What should it be? Dan?
What should the impact of Shedeur Sanders
what
be on the
What is his impact on this search? What is it?
It should be, to me, it should be minimal. It should be one of the options that's on the table. It should literally be right there in the same print, font, covering that every other option you could have is. It's the first question that I sit down with these guys and say, well, second question is, what is your plan at quarterback for the Cleveland Browns?
You're the coach or you're the team asking that question?
If I'm Andrew Berry, that's the second question I'm asking after how are you. The second question I'm asking is, what is your plan at quarterback for the Cleveland Browns? I don't care if you're a defensive-minded guy, an offensive-minded guy, special teams coach, I don't care. What is your plan for quarterback with the Cleveland Browns? What do you want in a quarterback for the Cleveland Browns? It could easily be followed up as, do you think that guy is on the roster? I'm fine with that being the caveat, but just know you have these doors open to you, which is what will help make this job appealing to the guy sitting across from you. Because remember, as much as, you know, I hear you and Jeff, and you guys are right, it's one of 32. I understand that. But boy, some of these guys have more options than what you just have. And it's very easy for one of 32 to have a bunch of people go, I'll do the Ben Johnson route. Just take another year back at where I was. Find some success. We'll go from there.
Mm. I don't want to walk down Mike Pettine Street again. I think that's where I'm at.
And, or Rob
and by the way,
Street.
That's not really fair to Mike Pettine.
No.
Because I thought Mike Pettine wasn't bad. And if maybe they would have given him a little more time, things would have worked out differently. But I just felt like, you know, he was the bridesmaid and like, okay, well, we got to get married when they brought him in, which is not fair to him at all. Because I do think he's a good football mind. Although, how many chances has he had after he left here?
Well, he was the DC in Green Bay for a good period of time.
Yeah.
And then he's bounced around a little bit. I don't know what he's doing now. I think he's a defensive consultant or something like that for someone.
So
he's still getting compensated. He's still working in the league.
He's still working in the league. I was like, the Browns are still paying him?
No, I don't believe so. I don't know that for a fact, though.
He may have come off the books.
Maybe.
Cleveland isn't Cleveland. Cleveland.
How are you, Cleveland?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's going on, man? Well.
Oh, man, I just want to say again, I think Schwartz is the answer. And the reason why I'm saying that is because we have everything established with all of the stuff that we need to take care of, like Watson and the quarterbacks and these young players on offense that we need to get established. And I think that with his discipline, I think that might be the right, correct answer for right now.
Does him flopping as bad as he did with the Lions have you concerned at all about him, Cleveland?
Yeah, I really, it's a debacle, but that's why I'm saying that with his discipline, I think that would be the right course of action for us to have him come in and see what he can do, because he's already there and he saves face for the owner on Watson anyway. He saves, you know, the owner's face for having to still deal with it.
Cleveland, I'm buying what you're selling. I'm good with it. Like, if Schwartz is the answer, then let's do it. Let's go forward with this thing. And I agree. The other part of it is the Detroit part of it for him. I'm over it. I think that's where he got to get his master's, where I think Stefanski's going to be moving down the road too. They're going to be like, well, Stefanski got his master's in football in Cleveland, and this is why he's having success wherever he is. Although I think we know where his pitfalls are going to be if he doesn't have success.
And the other thing is, too, like with the Schwartz, the thing is that he's already kind of established that he did so well with the defense. And with these young guys on offense, they need to look at that and be like, hey, man, because he doesn't look like he plays around much. If you don't do what you're supposed to do, he's going to get with you and get on you.
Fair enough. Cleveland, have a good weekend, man.
Thank you.
I wonder if he's North Turner. And by that, I mean a guy who is a great coordinator and a guy who just should not be a head coach. That's my thing with Jim Schwartz. I wonder if he's a fantastic coordinator and just not built to be a head coach. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with those. Those guys get very well compensated.
Do you believe that? Do you believe he can't be a head coach? I do. I think he can be a head coach again. I do think that sometimes those guys have to take a job early on. And if they fail, now they know why they failed. I guarantee you, I can't guarantee you because I don't know what the roster's going to
be. No, you're
like,
100%. I know what you mean, though.
That Jim Schwartz will have learned from his experience in New York.
And it was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It was 10 years ago that he was in Detroit. So it's been a good period of time in there as well. The league has, you know, evolved a little bit. Maybe that's the case. But, again, what's your quarterback? And then especially for him, then so question three after how you doing? What do you want a quarterback? Who do you want a quarterback, and what does your quarterback room look like? Three, who's your offensive coordinator? And if his answer is Tommy Reese, then I'm like, all right, thank you for your time. I don't want to watch anything that was here before. I'm sorry. I'm good.
But we don't know Reese's restrictions while he was here, do we? And we don't know how many times Reese was overruled by Kevin Stefanski. There are things we don't know.
I need new and shiny. I don't want anybody who's been here.
Mark is
I want new and shiny.
Mark is in Cleveland. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Hi, Mark.
Fellas, man. Look, that's the take I have on this. Okay. When we talk about Shadur, I look at it like, hey, I don't think the guy blew us away, but if you're talking about a rookie's first eight games, then you're playing the last few games without your tight end or your running back, I think the kid did good and deserves a look. You know, so I'm not harsh as Dan is on Shadur. Like, no, he didn't do all that. But look at what he
Mark,
did.
Mark, we're in the same classroom. You and I are in the exact same classroom on that.
Just because you look at it, you know, this is his first eight games. Now he will have another, you know, nine more games to play. So for his first eight games, I thought he played pretty good.
Mark, if that's the route the new head coach wants to go, where he says, I'm going to start Shadur Sanders and go from there, I'm not going to lose my mind.
Hold on, but that's another thing I really don't agree with you with, Dan.
Sure.
I'm not going to ask a coach that I'm interviewing, what's your plan for quarterback? I'm the GM. I'm coming to him telling him this is our plan moving forward, because that is my job as a GM to get players and to have a plan for this team. So if the Tim Browns came to me, like, oh, what's your plan for quarterback? I don't want to be here. I don't get that.
But wouldn't you want your cohesion? Wouldn't you want some kind of cohesion where the head coach would look at the GM and go, this is what I'm looking for in a quarterback? Like, wouldn't you want that conversation? Wouldn't you want to help him that way?
I want you to coach these players I get. I mean, I'm not asking you your quarterback plan, coach. I'm the GM. This is my team, and this is how I'm laying it out for you. That's how I look at it. I could be looking at it wrong, Dan.
No, you're fine. I appreciate the conversation. I'm not trying to be, like, mean or anything like that for you. I'm just trying to figure out how you're seeing it.
Yeah, that's how I look at it, man. I would be dumbfounded if the Browns asked me that as a coach.
Oh. See, I think
they have to ask.
I think it's far more of a hard part for the Browns.
Mark, the hard part for the Browns here is how much are you giving away? Because if you're interviewing 10 guys, 9 of those guys aren't getting the job.
Andrew Berry can't afford to give anything away. He's on the hot seat, so he got to keep on doing what makes him look good and move forward that way. I can't see him giving up the reins for somebody else to determine his destination.
All right. See,
thanks, Mark.
I want that conversation in there of what do you want this thing to look at, because
I think your
head coach and your GM need to be on the same page, because your GM needs to help pick players for your coach to coach.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're getting a whole bunch of... I'll use this example because it's the one everybody knows. If you're getting a whole bunch of 3-4 linebackers when your coach is running a 4-3 defense... that's a problem. Like, even if that's the best player available, and I know some of that is, hey, build it to what we have here, but at a certain point, you want to lean into the strengths of your coach and not force him to play left-handed. And that's my whole thing. If you're going to get a big old drop-back quarterback, if you're going to get somebody who's 6'7", and is flinging it down the field, and I don't know who that guy is in the draft or in free agency, so don't even ask me, but if you're going to get that guy and then hand him Todd Monken, who's going to want to play a spread offense with read options and all of that stuff that he was doing with Lamar Jackson, that's not going to work. It's going to be clunky. It's going to be square peg in a round hole, and you're just going to be whacking it with the hammer, hoping it for the best. Like, there needs to be that cohesion.
I just found out why YouTube is the greatest thing ever. You want to know why?
Why?
Because now we get inside information. Melvin Jackson... on YouTube, oh right, letting us know this very important piece of information.
Wait, first, also, I thought you closed the window.
I opened it back up.
Liar.
John Harbaugh in Strongsville.
Uh-oh. Is he there?
Is he?
Did he cut the grass?
Is he VRBOing Bill Cowher's house?
Did he get a rake in as it's nice outside with a couple leaves that were left over?
How about 61 degrees, man? The sun is out right now.
Wait, the sun's out?
I'm looking at sunshine and coming through into the alley building here. It's all conspiracy.
Dude, that's the best news of the day.
Do we have any Strongsville realtors that have seen the new coach, any new coach that we're going to get? Please. That's how we're going to get all of our information, straight through realtors.
The hedges are out of control at Coach Cowher's house. Can we get a trim on those?
Realtors or baggage claim, the best baggage way to get information. You got another way to get it?
Well, goodness, wasn't some of the LeBron stuff, wasn't it a donut shop in Canton? Was it a donut shop or a barber shop? Might have been both.
That
we had all of those going for a Miami? While. that were calling, no, of him coming back to Cleveland. And we were sitting there going, no, that can't be it. No, no. Well, was there right? I think it was a donut shop. I might be wrong on that.
Somebody told me during high school football season the year before he came back that he was coming back. And he said to me, he goes, I want you to think about this. And I said, okay, I'll listen to what you have to say. Because it's a person I trust. He said, would it not be the greatest story of redemption ever if LeBron comes back? And I was like, maybe you're right. Oh, now we're up. Now we've got good information. Okay. Chaser is saying Medina is the new Strongsville for players.
Does get you out of Cuyahoga County taxes.
Ooh.
Though be careful. There's that speed trap right there that seems to be getting everybody. So
yeah,
be careful.
If you
do speed limit.
I don't feel like talking about speeding today. I can tell you that. We did that enough in the beginning of the season, didn't we?
I know, but that's for everybody. Be careful out there.
All right.
That speed trap.
Any of those realtors out there, thank you. Appreciate you. Your baggage handlers. I used to be cab drivers. Now we can't do that. I guess
Uber drivers?
Uber drivers Uber might drivers, have some info for us.
Or Lyft drivers or rideshare drivers. Rideshare drivers. There it is.
Rideshare drivers. All right. Yeah, well, apparently, thank you again to YouTube letting us know that Strongsville seems to be the place where John Harbaugh could be. Just saying. I don't believe it, but he could be.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.